Hey, it's Sarah Christie with iHeartRadio with Serena Ryder. It is such a pleasure to talk to you. And I got to start with the biggest congratulations because you're receiving the Alan Slate Music Honor with Canada's Walk of Fame. Congratulations. How are you feeling about all of this?
Feels pretty amazing. It is an absolutely huge honor. It kind of blew my mind when they told me that I was going to be getting this honor. I was totally blindsided by it. And I was like driving in my Jeep with my friend, and like they called me on FaceTime, and we like pulled over, and I was not expecting it to happen, especially, you know, right now everything is so upside down in this world, you know, and to be kind of honored in this way for, you know, the work that I'm doing that doesn't have to do necessarily with music, is pretty amazing. Pretty amazing.
Right. And I know we hear this all the time and timing is everything, but this really is so special because of the work that you're doing aside from music, but really the album that you released this past year, The Art of Falling Apart, was so vulnerable and deep and poetic. And what does it mean to you to be celebrating something like this following such a meaningful piece of art?
Yeah, it's been pretty amazing to be able to kind of join my personal life with my music life in a kind of a way, you know, because I've always felt like, you know, I had to separate myself as like a musician who, you know, kind of has their stuff together to, you know, someone who has been, you know, struggling for years and years with mental wellness stuff and like kind of doing that under wraps and, you know, in a private kind of way. And I found that, you know, through my mental wellness journey, the healing has really been based on, you know, being transparent and being able to feel like I'm not alone in it. And so I decided to marry, you know, what I was going through personally with my record so that I could speak about, you know, the process of, you know, my path to wellness in a way that was really transparent, because that creates community and that creates people not feeling alone, you know, which is the biggest step to healing, I feel.
Yeah, no, it's so special. I know that I'm sure you've come across these on some kind of social media, but there's this community as well of people sharing advice that they've been given through their mental wellness journey that they're like, well, that wasn't a great piece of advice. Can you think of anything that you're like, oh, I'm glad I didn't listen to that. I'm glad I didn't take that piece of advice.
Yeah, there's so many. I mean, I think the biggest one is that, you know, diagnoses are kind of something that you have to live with for the rest of your life. But there's so many things that people haven't learned about mental health. The brain is this unbelievably complex and amazing part of who we are. It's a part of our body. And we're learning constantly more and more about it all of the time. And so for me, you know, that narrative of there's something wrong with you and you need to fix it, you know, that is, I feel like, kind of the worst thing that can be believed. Because I feel like from my experience, the things that were the hardest, you know, for me to go through were the things that ended up being the most rewarding and the most transformational and ended up being kind of my superpowers, you know, the things that made life difficult for me created this tension and this place of uncomfortableness that I was able to sit with enough to transform. You know, and I feel like now I know it's about learning how to trust yourself and learning how to be open enough and create a community around you of people that are there to hold you and support you through tough times, because it's going to change. You know, it's going to change. It always changes. We have so many seasons, you know, just like nature does, that are supposed to be there, you know.
Can rewrite your narrative
completely.
So to reverse that then, and I know you probably have a laundry list of this as well, but a piece of advice, maybe it was recent, maybe it wasn't, that just kind of hit you and went, wow, that changes things for me in such a positive way.
Yeah, I did get some really great advice recently, and it's really simple, but it was really profound, and it has to do with that the only person that you can save, quote unquote, is yourself. And people say that all of the time, but it hit me so much deeper recently because I realized that even in my thinking, I think we all have these complexes about who we are in the world, right? These things of identity that we've stuck ourselves onto based on how we grew up and who we identify as in the world as a human. And there's so much going on in the world today that is enraging, and people want to feel like they can do something. And people are often feeling, and I often feel like I'm not doing enough. I'm not doing enough. How can I change what's happening in the world? And you can't. You can change what's happening in yourself. And you are the person that you're going to be with forever and ever and ever. And the changes that happen within you are going to be reflected outside of you. So it's almost like, yeah, we're all special, but we're not special at all. We're not this omnipotent, you know, we're not this omnipotent beings that can, like, you know, pull other people out of their proverbial fires. You know, we can only do that to ourselves. And when we do, it inspires so much change because people can see how it happens when it happens through you. But it's a funny thing because it's like it can't be the reason why you're doing it, you know?
Very freeing to try
Yeah.
and wrap your head around that.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, thinking about all of that and where you're at in life with your music career, what would you want to tell 8-year-old Sarita Ryder, who just got her manager, who is performing in coffee shops, who's performing at the Legion? What would you want to say to her?
I'd say to have fun, have a little bit more fun, maybe take yourself a little less seriously. I would love for my 8-year-old self to be a little bit more of a kid, you know. I feel like so many people, you know, that are considered old souls, they're old souls because they've had to work really hard to deal with what's going on in their lives, and they haven't really had the opportunity to just be a kid, you know.
Wow.
And there's that weight that we carry where it's like, wow, you're such an old soul. And I've taken it as a compliment my whole life, when in essence, it's like you've had to kind of be strong and to deal with life and navigate what's going on around you. I would say have fun to my 8-year-old self, and I would say, like, you know, play outside a little bit more and, like, daydream and be where you are a little bit, because that's so important, you know.
This will kind of circle back to what you circle back. No one likes that saying. This will kind of make sense with what you were speaking to earlier, about the whole, you know, save yourself, because you make this music, and you know, your work outside of your music is helping people feel seen. It's kind of an escape for your fans. What do, you know, Waterfall, for instance. That's like a hug we didn't know we needed, but in song form. So, what does that for you?
Dancing does that for me. I love dancing so much because it's a place where I can just allow my body to kind of show me what it's feeling without any words and without any, like, I'm not gonna be like a professional dancer. It's not like I'm doing it for the sake of getting good at anything, but it's something like Waterfall is really about a song about how crying is very, very important, and letting those emotions out is healing. And for me, dancing does that, and it just moves things around my body. Dancing and archery, I love archery. It's
Wow.
these things that I do just for myself, that kind of move the energy around enough for me to have that space to create and do something, you know, on a kind of grander scale, but the things that, you know, don't ever have to be seen or performed are the things that really help move, you know, for me, that energy.
How cool is that? Dancing and archery. I love that so much. Can we talk about waterfall for a second? Because forgive me if you already know this, but I realized something very cool last night. So waterfall, you collaborated with Melissa Etheridge on.
Yeah, she sang on it. Yeah.
Right. So you opened for her in 2011, right?
Yeah.
The year that she received her star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. 10 years later, you release a collaboration with her. And this is the year you're being honored from Canada's Walk of Fame. I don't know how deeply you believe in people entering each other's lives for a reason, but like, there's a deeper connection there.
Wow, that's so cool. I did not know that. That is so serendipitous and amazing. I need to tell her that.
Yeah.
So cool.
I felt like there has to be some kind of stars aligning there. Do you believe in like people entering your life for a reason?
Absolutely. Absolutely. 100%. I feel like, you know, we are a reflection, our outer reflections are of what's going on inside of us. And so I feel like, definitely believe in the meant to be, definitely believe that we attract what ends up, outside of us from something internal. What a cool, cool thing. Thank you for telling me that.
Okay, because I had a complete music geek moment last night where I'm like, I wonder if she knows this.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's so special. Now, okay, so you're being honored from Canada's Walk of Fame. I mean, what's next? Are you going to take a moment to just soak this all in and enjoy it? Are you heading back to the studio? Or your birthday's coming up? Are you just taking some downtime?
Well, I am going to let it sink in, and I'm going to be really present on the day of, because one thing that I've noticed is in perspective, when you look back, that's when you kind of really let things sink in. And I've realized that so much of my experience of touring and, you know, doing different award shows and things like that is that you're so in your head that, you know, you're almost not even there. So definitely on the day of, I'm going to be present and letting it sink in and enjoying myself and being proud of myself. I think that's really important. But I'm so, so excited because, you know, there's an honorarium that's being given and I'm able to give it back to the community and label that I started with my manager, Sandy Pandia. And it's called Art House. And we have all of these community initiatives and artist initiatives that we're doing. We have the Art of Wellness, the Art of Guidance, which are amazing, amazing things that we can give back to artists, emerging artists that are here. So I'm really excited to watch how that kind of overflows to the Art House community. And I never really stop creating music. Like, I love it so much. So like, I'm actually going to the studio tomorrow. I'm gonna, you know, I'm writing right now. I'm just really, really loving art in a new way too, because I've started producing other artists and playing all the instruments and doing things that I've always kind of wanted to do, but was just in tour mode and like, you know, rockstar mode or whatever. And now it's more of like, hey, that like you were asking me, like, what would I tell that 8-year-old kid? I feel like that's what I'm doing now. It's like, I'm having fun and really taking care of myself because I can, you know, and I feel like not everybody has that choice to take care of themselves. There's so much complexity and so many different reasons why so many people don't have that choice. And I do, and I am focusing on choosing that because it really does, overflow, you know, out into the world. And that's an amazing thing.
Well, I seriously can't congratulate you enough on being honored at, and just being in this space to have fun and create. You play such a pivotal role in driving an important conversation about and making change surrounding mental health within the music community, outside of the music community. So congratulations again and happy early birthday. It was such a pleasure catching up with you.
Thank you. You too.